Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. We have a call-in number for you tonight. That's 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. You're welcome to call in. We'll try to get to you as quickly as possible. We have an exciting show for you tonight, three featured guests. First will be Maury Thomas with the SCBA. That's the South Carolina Barbecue Association. Then Brad K will be calling in from BK, Large Time, or Lang Smokers. Where, I guess it depends on where he's cooking or what banners he's flying that weekend. Then we have Michael Smith with Casey's Big Dog Barbecue right here in the Midlands of South Carolina up in Blythewood. He has some rubs and some other stuff, some great stories to share with you tonight. Wanted to give a shout-out to a sponsor this week, and we're featuring Backwoods Smoker. They've just had some pretty phenomenal success with the teams using them on SCBA this year so far. We're on the demo team and absolutely loving it. And we wanted to also shout out to a retailer in Augusta, South Carolina. That's Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills. They took on our products just today, as a matter of fact. Smoking coals, sauces, and rubs are there. Buzz's Butt Dust, Dry Rub Marinade is there. And again, it's Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills in Augusta, Georgia. I've also heard they do some cooking demos, and I believe those are on Tuesday nights. They're free to the public, and I think Brad can enlighten us a little more on that. He is actually one of the featured guest cooks at from time to time down there, so when Tim's talking to him tonight, maybe he'll tell us all a little more about that. And, Tim, I'm going to let you take it away for a recap of last week and tell us some new stuff coming up. And I think you got a very interesting product you're going to tell us about as well.
Yeah, I actually want to thank Keith from Williams Barbecue Catering for sending me the bacon Tic Tacs information. So I hope it's not just a promo or something, or just something I made up. I'm looking forward to the bacon Tic Tacs. So thanks for the email on that, Keith. Fastest half-hour barbecue radio is here already. They're just coming around quick. Looking at the schedules, want to let everyone know that I do have a few slots left in the advanced class, the week-long all-inclusive advanced barbecue class running October 7th through the 12th at the beautiful Palm Key Resort in Ridgeland, South Carolina. Those are filling up fast. However, I do want to thank everyone for their outpouring of response to our two basic classes, which are now sold out. Our basic class 14th through the 19th, and our basic class 21 through the 26th of October are sellouts. So we do have some 2013 dates up there for March. So check out barbecueshoptalk.com for the dates coming up, and also roadscholar.org. If you'd like some information on the advanced class, you can contact me through barbecueshoptalk.com, and we'll get you in touch with Jan Schatz, and she'll get you an application from Lifetimes Institute. Also, speaking of classes, coming up on the 18th of August, I'll be teaching the brisket portion of the Carolina Outdoor Cooking class. Talked to Garland a little while ago. I think he's down to one slot left. So this class is going to be a sellout as well. I know if you twist his arm, he'll probably let you in. So I know we had a mad dash there at the end. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with Garland with Carolina Outdoor Cooking, I believe he's also on barbecueshoptalk.com. So get with him and get signed up ASAP. Looking at the calendar for the SCBA, it looks like we got a big cook-off coming up in August 10th through the 11th. There's the Buy a Little Barbecue cook-off in beautiful Piedmont, South Carolina. Huge purse down there. It looks like first place is upwards of $2,000, I believe. I think second's over like $1,200. So nice purse down there. If you want to get involved in that event, go to the events tab of the South Carolina Barbecue Association website. Look for the Buy a Little Barbecue cook-off in Piedmont. Also, looks like, just wanted to know, September 1st, JT's Barbecue will be in Clover, South Carolina. So please come by and say hello to us. We'll be cooking in the Butts and Bluegrass Festival up there in Clover. So looking forward to that event. We've actually cooked that before and won first place ribs up there. So it's a good place for us. On the SBN side, looks like Midnight's contest is going to be August the 31st. I believe that's Labor Day weekend. That's the Beach Boogie Barbecue in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So if you're interested in cooking that event, log on to the South Carolina Barbecue Network website and check them out. Also want to say a special hello to Daryl Wiggins with 514 Jump. He just left 20 minutes ago from my house, dropping off a fresh new load of pecan. This is some green pecan he split for me for next year. So I'm already out there seasoning a nice big wood pile for next year already. So if you want some fresh pecan wood, I know he has seasoned hickory left too. Get in touch with Daryl at 514 Jump. So that's what the calendar is looking like, and I'll send it back up to Mark in Columbia.
Hey, we're going to bring Maury Thomas in here. He's with the South Carolina Barbecue Association. They had their annual meeting this Saturday, and I was fortunate enough to be in attendance for that and for a couple side meetings they had there, too. They did just an outstanding job, and we invited Maury to come on today. Tell us a little bit about some special promotions they had this past weekend, and also just a couple of special awards. And I'm going to turn it over to Maury. Go ahead and give us a recap, please.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and we most certainly appreciate you being there and participating, as you're one of our senior master judges and a marshal. You are very, very important to us in the SCBA, and thank you for being there. Mark, we had wonderful news to announce at the meeting. Just that day, we went over the 700 member mark for the SCBA, and we're talking about active members. We actually went to 702 that day, as people were registering and coming in. That is a milestone. What do you think about that, Mark?
Hey, that's wonderful. I remember when it was just a couple hundred in there. So that's exciting news. You got plenty of judges. We just need some more barbecue contests to fill all these judges up, right?
Well, you're helping with that, Mark. You're really on board with that. We have 35 festivals listed now for on the slate. We're looking at 35. Mark, be honest with you, we've got 700 judges. We can handle more. So we're constantly looking for different venues, different events, and we just love the process of getting people on board. Another thing interesting about the meeting we had Saturday in Columbia was we had the largest attendance in history. We had the previous high was right at 100, and this particular year we had 130 members attending the meeting. So we had a 30% boost in attendance, which is another milestone. So the SCBA is really rocking and rolling here. We're doing a good job and having plenty of barbecue festivals to judge and be part of, and everybody's enjoying themselves, Mark.
Yes, sir. And you give out just a few special awards. If you want to hit them really quickly, we've got Brad Kay coming up after you, but we want to give these guys that earned special awards this weekend, we certainly want to make sure they get mentioned on the radio tonight.
Sure, Mark. One of the highlights of the meeting, of course, is the announcing of the awards. The people that have worked real hard for the SCBA, for the volunteer effort, of course. And we had two ambassadors. And an ambassador is someone that really goes out and promotes the SCBA. They write letters to the editors. They go to the newspapers and promote the festivals they're having in their community. They're working with them. We had two ambassadors that were just recently named. We have Bill Pickle from Florence, South Carolina, and Bill is also a blogger, personality, podcast host. And we also had Mike Jones, who was a very active SCBA member from Aiken. Both of them were awarded with the Ambassador Award, which is a great accolade for them. Mark, additionally, we have two other awards that are big awards. We have the Founders Award, which was won by the first time ever by a cooker. Now, this cooker is Brian Teague up in Smoke. Brian is a board member on the SCBA board, and Brian was very, very instrumental in producing a scoring program, which helps us disclose scores to the cook teams. Then we have the President's Award, which is sort of an all-around great guy award, and this was won by husband and wife team Ken Hilliard and Dawn Burbard. They were noted as the President's Award winners, and they are they're the kind of people that are in there day and night and just super members of the SCBA, just beating the drum. And Mark, most importantly for you, now I'm going to go ahead and tell the story right here on the air, because we have a sauce contest every year. The sauce contest, the criteria for the sauces must be produced in South Carolina, and they must be available to the public for general purchase. We bought a number of sauces. We don't ask people for them, so there's no bias, no kind of tweaking anything. We go out and purchase the sauces at grocery stores, at specialty shops, whatever. We buy them without any further ado. We do not mention anything to anybody. Then we have our judges. All of our members at the annual meeting all sit down, and the highlight of the meeting is the sauce judging contest. We take all these sauces we bought and put them out in little blind sample cups. They don't know which one they are. They're only knowing that they're voting for number one, two, three, four, whatever. And, Mark, the way that our contest works is we award medals, gold, silver, and bronze medals. Now, we don't actually pit the sauces against each other. What we do is we judge the sauces on a point scale from 20 to 80. If the sauces score over 75, they get a gold medal. If the sauces score over a 68, they get a silver, and over 60, they get a bronze. So the sauces, technically speaking, you could have absolutely no winners in a contest. Or, on the other hand, you could have more than one winner of a gold medal, of course. And that is fortunate that we had three winners this year. And I'd like to tell you that one of the gold medal winners is your sauce, Mark, Smokin' Coles barbecue sauce, locally available in South Carolina specialty stores and all around. And congratulations. I think everybody's excited to know that our own Mark Busby is a gold medal winner with Smokin' Coles.
It came at a great time. You got the Olympics going on, so that's really exciting. But we're excited we were in the contest, and we're excited we did real well in it, too. So.
You and Michael Phelps can hammer it out and see who's the biggest winner there. But you did a great job. Your sauce was just overwhelmingly a gold medal winner, no question about it. It was almost the perfect score, Mark. And Smokin' Coles, my wife Pam's over here grinning at me. She's saying, yes, Mari, get some more barbecue sauce from Mark here. But we just use the Smokin' Coles on everything we do, and it's wonderful. I do want to mention that there's a great guy, Randy Hughes, from Orangeburg, South Carolina. He is producing a sauce called Tailgater, and he won a gold medal with his mustard-based Tailgater sauce. And we had another fellow that's a very, very familiar name to us. His sauce is called PD Swamp Sauce, and he won a silver. Mark, I think his name's Tim Patton. I don't know him personally, but I believe his name is Tim. Is that right?
That is, and I know Lou Man Mark down in Sumter took a bronze medal, which was great. He's actually competing in a contest over at Sentence Inn, so look forward
to that.
And I'm going to run out and get some Tailgater Red and some Tailgater Mustard. They have two of them on the market, and try them out myself this week. So, looking forward to that, Mark.
Great win, and congratulations on your big win there, and all the other cook teams that were participating. Mark, have you mentioned anybody on your radio show that we're real pleased to be involved with Dupree Percival at the Smoke on the Water Senate Street on September 21st and 2nd?
Absolutely. We've been announcing that for a couple of weeks. In fact, when we get to Michael here in just a couple minutes, he's got a couple exciting stories about Dupree. He's known him for quite some time, and we're going to mention that a little more. And we've got Brad Kay up in here in just a minute. I think Tim's going to interview him here. Mari, it is always wonderful having you on the show and the friendship and exciting news. I'm happy you could announce that to us, and we hold that in high regard, winning South Carolina Barbecue Association's gold medal for our sauce. And, Mari, we will see you soon. Thanks for calling in.
Excellent job. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mari.
Thank you. Then we got Brad Kay on the line. Hey, Brad, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm just fine, sir. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
Good deal. Tim, you want to take it away? I know you and Brad have cooked together some, and you have an interview set up with him tonight, and I'll just sit here and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember many, many years ago meeting Brad Kay on the competition trail down at Joel Jolly's event down at Edgefield, South Carolina. You ever get a chance to go down there and cook that event, it's always a lot of fun, and Brad always heads up the ever-popular McCormick's Children's Home, which I tell you, it really gives back to the community at that contest. So if you get a chance to go down and cook McCormick's, children's home, you definitely want to do it. So, Brad, how you doing? It's good to see you.
Yeah, man, I'm doing fine. Just getting by. I was hoping to be competing this weekend, but we're not making the trek to Franklin, and was a little late on Greenville. I guess they filled up on us real quick, and I begged and begged to come up here and compete this weekend in Greenville. I even called Lake High. It's like, come on, can you get me in there? I made all the stops, man, but they wouldn't let any more teams in. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's the Bilo barbecue cook-off in Piedmont you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's going to be a good event. Well, I tell you, you probably need a rest because you've been out on the competition circuit just tearing it up. I understand you had a really unbelievable brisket call here recently, and then we snubbed out 83 teams and took a walk as the last man called in brisket category. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we went down to Damon Woolley's event, Smoking on the Suwannee. There was the largest FBA event in history. We really enjoyed the FBA. They always do four meets, and they got a one-hour turn-in window. But Damon's event was a real first-class event. It was underneath a campground with oak trees everywhere, ponds, plenty of baby frogs. There was baby frogs everywhere. I think they all turned into frogs that week. Everywhere you step, there were frogs. We got lucky down there and got a first-place brisket call. Got a cool little gold cow statue, and my man Cody, he was with me. He got up on the stage, did some backflips. He always said he would if we got a first place. So that was an excellent bonus, and we had a great time with, 80 other teams down there. We got there on Thursday, set up, and we took the bus down. And Ben sent two loads of cookers down. We had a big demonstration. We sold about four cookers, too. So it was a great weekend.
Awesome. Well, I tell you, you cook a lot of different sanctioning bodies. I know you cook SBN, SCBA, KCBS, and FBA. What's your favorite category to cook out of all those different sanctioning bodies?
My favorite category to cook has got to be ribs. I do a lot of pork. I guess pork should be my favorite, but I enjoy eating the ribs. So, I mean, that's about the only one that you really want to eat when you get done cooking. I will sit down and eat some of my competition ribs now that I've kind of toned them down just a little bit from all the flavor we used to try to pack into them. The ribs are fun. They're always different. They always get done at different times, and some of them go crooked, some of them straight. It's kind of hard to tell. Brisket and chicken and pork have gotten to be kind of a normal routine, I guess. I know what my pork does. I know what my brisket does. I know what my chicken does, but those ribs are the only thing that really you have to watch now, and that'll throw you a curveball, every now and then. So I enjoy the ribs. They're kind of a challenge.
Now, I always like to ask KCBS cooks this, too, because you see it on forums all the time, and you cook a lot of KCBS categories. Garnish or no garnish, where are you at with that as far as the KCBS cooks?
Of course, I would love no garnish. I would love no garnish. That's another plus to the FBA and all the other organizations you mentioned. I actually went no garnish on two boxes in Lexington, North Carolina, where they filmed the final show of Pitmasters. And I turned in an FBA box for brisket, which has chopped brisket in the bottom to kind of raise your meat up. And you lay your slices out on top of that, and you do your burn-ins on each side, or I do. And, like I said, I did no garnish there. That was my highest finish, was 12. And I had perfect experience scores. I really wish I would have went no garnish in Dillard because, we may as well not have even been there. Yes, when we got to the judges' room, we didn't hit on anything this past weekend in Dillard. It's a tough contest. Meyer Mixon won the grand champion. And Bubba Q won reserve. Was really good feel, too. But, I got a couple calls in Greenwood. I was feeling confident. Greenwood had a lot of teams in it. We had a third-place rib call and a fifth-place pork call there. And we got the Governor's Award, too, for the highest scoring team from South Carolina. So I was kind of confident going into my KCBS event up there. But, they didn't like our food, so.
Yeah, I've had a few of those, too, where you look at the scores and you think you poison somebody with the scores you get sometimes. And I'm like, last week you guys loved this stuff. So that's one of the great things about competition barbecue. Folks, we're talking with Brad Kay. If you want to be part of the show, you can give us a call at 347-202-0263. Now, Brad, I understand you got a great relationship with Ben Lang out of Hunta, Georgia. Is that what you're cooking on now, Lang products, or kind of tell listeners what you're cooking on these days?
Yeah, for the past year, we've been cooking on Lang products. I think August 8th was kind of our one-year anniversary or whatever from when me and you went down to the Sam's Club in Orlando, you know, and that's the one-year anniversary of the bus and this barbecue life I've been living the past year. So, you know, I cook on Lang 84 Deluxe, and, you know, I think we've got pretty much matching units, except yours has a char grill on the front. And I love it. I've been experimenting with some different woods. And honestly, I've had some really good luck in competition using oak wood, just regular oak wood.
Yeah.
I don't know. I put some in it just to kind of clean it out one day. I had gotten a bunch from a guy, and it was really just firewood. But I put that oak in there, and I got this. I mean, it just really smelled good, man. It had a real good aroma to it burning. And, you know, I'm going from hickory, and I'm kind of moving over towards oak a little bit. I really like the way the oak burns in there. And of course, we cook hot and fast at every competition we're at. So that lane's at 350 degrees when we put the meat on. We put our big meats on that top rack and really sear some flavor and some heat into them. And we knock it down to about 300 after about 2.5 hours and wrap everything up. And, you know, we've had some real good, real consistent results with it. So I love my lane.
Yeah, I do too. I really like my lane, and looking forward to some continued success on there. And we wish you continued success. And well, thank you for calling in tonight and taking time out of your schedule to do that. And look forward to seeing you out there on the trail. And folks, if you have any time to swing on by one of your local barbecue competitions and you see old Brad out there, Brad's one of the fellows you can sit and chat with all night. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind you coming up, introducing yourself, and taking a look at those langs. And Brad, we really appreciate you calling in tonight.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a great night. And just a shout-out to Smoking Coals Products, the sauce and the rubs. They have really stepped up our game, and we enjoy using them. So y'all have a great night, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brad. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Brad. Good night, buddy.
You, bye.
You know, every time I talk to Brad, I think of Brad's barbecue bus, and I want to start singing "The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round."
Yeah.
So, anyway, I try to give him a hard time about that when I see him. Anyway, we're ready to bring on our last guest of the evening. That's Michael Smith. He is with Casey's Big Dog Barbecue, and he has some dry rubs and some other products out there and a couple of interesting stories on some folks. And we're going to we'll bring him in and talk to him a little bit right now. Michael, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, Mark. How are you tonight?
Great. I appreciate you holding on there. I know it's been a little while, but we always like to feature some specialty foods folks, and you know, you're kind of a cooker, South Carolina specialty foods person, and we like to we get the best of both worlds here tonight with you being on the show. So how about tell our listeners a little bit about Casey's Big Dog, how you come up with the name, and just tell us a little bit about, you know, your history.
Well, Casey is my Rottweiler, and she's the name has been around for 12 years. She's 12 years old. She's still kicking and taste testing and all that good stuff, spokes dogging. And I originally came up with the name and the logo for another cooking venture, and then over the years started taking it a little more seriously and I got fascinated with the concept of a dry rub and started playing with that a lot. And eventually took a class with the SCBA on packaging and marketing your products, and the rest, as they say, is history. And so I've been doing it ever since. But I've been doing the rub since about 2007.
Okay. Maybe about 4 or 5 years. You got some time on us there. Any learned lessons for some folks out there in the industry that's thinking about starting something there that maybe you can give them a little piece of advice there?
Well, the biggest thing with me is having the time to actually apply to it. And, you know, I've got a regular day gig. I'm a working stiff. And, you know, at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is go mix up some dry rub. And so it's trying to find the time and the energy to actually to put into the product and resources as well. You know, I have a limited amount of funds to put into the product. So it's a building thing, and it's I say every day that I'm amazed at what I didn't know the day before. Mm. And so I've learned a lot of lessons the hard way, which seems to be kind of a pattern with a lot of the things that I do that I get into. But that's fine, you know, I love my scars. And but we're at a place now that, you know, we're beyond the point of worrying about whether or not the product's good. You know, when I first got started, I was real kind of insecure about it, bugging people. You know, what did you really think? Don't be nice. You know, I know you're my buddy. What did you think? And at this point, you know, I think that if I can get you to try it, if I can get the stuff in your mouth once, you're going to come back to me, which is a lot of the people that order offline or repeat customers.
Absolutely. And I've tried all three of your products, and I will echo that. They're good. And I'm not just telling you that because you're a friend or on the radio show. We're telling you that because there are some good products out there. I encourage anybody to go to your websites or find a retailer there and try some of your products. First time this past weekend, I tried the smoked salt. You had it on some roasted vegetables. You were doing a demo, and I'm going to tell you, it was really good stuff. So,
well, first of all, I want to say you said all that just like I asked you to.
Mm-hmm.
And checks in the mail. But yeah, the roasted veggie chips, that was they kind of stole the show. My girlfriend made those the night before, and bless her heart, she had the mandolin slicer out at 1 o'clock in the morning, banging herself, cutting herself up, making those things. And people were asking her to start putting that in the bag, which I think kind of terrified her, you know, with all the work that went into that one little batch that we made for that day.
I can imagine. I know that was the first time I've ever tried any roasted beets, and I was real hesitant about trying it, but it was actually quite good. The carrots were phenomenal, and the sea salt was just enough to put it over the edge. And I will tell you this, we made some slaw for a catering gig 2 weeks ago, and I used some of your smoked salt in the slaw, and I was very, very impressed with the way it turned out. So if you want a little twist on some things, I try some of your smoked sea salt. And my wife tried. She actually had some steaks frozen from months back. She pulled them out the other day, put your steak stuff, I think it's called, steak stuff rub, and we really enjoyed it. It had a great flavor to it.
Well, I appreciate that. It's still a product in the works. I every time I mix it up, I'm thinking about what I can do a little bit better. And but I've had nothing but good reviews on that. That's the latest project. And had a guy that just had a family reunion a couple of months ago, and I think that he told me he made up about 60 steaks and nobody died, and I thought that was pretty positive. And but they all really enjoyed it, and everyone that's got a sample so far has hit me back with positive reviews. So I'm really happy with it so far.
Well, you know, nobody dying is always a good thing, but you can always blame that on his cooking and not your rub if it happens.
Yeah.
Just for the future, so you know.
Or the source of the meat, you know.
Absolutely. Now, you have won a SCOVI Award, and a lot of folks out there are not aware of what a SCOVI Award is or really what it means to win one. So could you enlighten us a little bit, please?
The SCOVIs are a competition out in New Mexico, and they've been around for, I guess, going on about 15 or 20 years, maybe about 15 years, and I think it just started out with sauces, barbecue sauces or hot sauces, and but they've grown over the years, and they include everything from nut mixes to salsas, and but they do specialty salts and dry rubs and barbecue sauces, and it's just a really broad range of products now, and I always try to push the diversity of the dry rub. In addition to it being a dry rub, it's also a chili mix, and I've had a lot of success with it as a chili mix. And as I wasn't winning anything in the SCOVIs with it as a dry rub, I just decided, well, let's go ahead and enter it as a chili mix and see what happens. And lo and behold, a month later, got a telephone call. I took first place in the chili soups and stews categories. And so, you know, that was completely unexpected. And but I stand by the recipe that's on the bottle for the chili. Everyone that's made it has seemed to really like it. A lady out in California just bought a bottle and sent me a testimonial that she won first in show. I'm not sure what that means in the chili competition, but first in show at a county fair out in California. And always try to tell people, don't just limit it to a rub, you know, give that chili recipe a shot.
I tell you, I haven't tried it in chili yet, but that is on our list. We're probably going to let it cool off 20 or 30 degrees at least before we But just so you know, we've always wanted to enter a chili contest, and Tim is familiar with a dish we do on Friday night sometime called chicken cakes. I actually made a white chicken chili, and we call it chicken cake chili, and the folks that knew of our chicken cakes said the chili is an exact duplicate in chili form. We put these big white butter beans in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we entered one chili contest and won, and we retired. So we're undefeated in chili competitions. And so you don't have to worry about us anywhere on the circuit out there if you're cooking chili.
Well, congratulations.
I'll leave it wide open there to you, buddy. Hey, one other question. I got time for maybe two more, but at least one more here. Tell us about your first SCBA competition.
Well, you know, I made a lot of enemies that day. I had no experience with doing big rig cooking. As a matter of fact, my father found a rig on the side of the road for sale for $75, I believe, and might have been a little more than that. I'm not sure, but it was a gas cooker, and it was just a nightmare. There was no, you know, rack in between the heat and the cooking rack or anything. It was just wide open. And I jerry-rigged it so that there were bars across it and I could put drip pans under it. And I really wanted to see how my competition would do against the big boys. So I said, well, I'm going to enter Clover and see what happens. And at the time was the Bordertown competition. And so I entered that. And, you know, I roll up with my old beat-up tent and that thing. And here I'm sitting next to guys with RVs. And, you know, I just wanted to get out of there with my skin. And we ended up winning the thing, and I got to tell you, you know, everybody that came by, and I introduced myself, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just cooking on this old propane rig, and we called the rig the Mangler, actually. If it went out, you know, nobody could start that thing back but me. If you tried, it was going to kill you, it was going to eat you, and it was actually a horror movie called The Mangler about this giant machine that folds sheets and grabs some of the people that work on it every now and then and fold them up, too. And so, actually, in Rock Hill, I had a buddy that it went out on me, and he was going to relight it. And I said, Dave, don't relight that rig, man. Mangler's going to get you. And he was already had about probably six beers into a six-pack and tries to relight it, and that horrifying tunnel of flame just shot out the side and wrapped around him, and he did this little dance. And, you know, it's always a terrifying moment. So there was this hush up and down the row of cookers until they saw that he was okay, and then there was the roar of laughter.
Uh-huh.
And so Dave did this little dance, you know, and he had all of his hair singed off and everything, and I just, well, you know, I told you so. So he, needless to say, he never tried to start that rig up again. But yeah, in Clover we took first place, and when they announced our name, before they could even get through the Casey's Big Dog Barbecue, I think I saw about 10 teams just turn around and start to walk off. And they're like, this guy, man. You know, I didn't have a bit of smoke on anything. And I don't know how I did it, but maybe I was burning some grass underneath the thing that crept up into it and got some smoke on it. But, you know, but I was just, you know, proud to have my first one out I actually got, so.
Well, they were probably actually leaving to go find a $75 grill on the side of the road somewhere so they can compete.
Well, it's back out there somewhere in the world mangling somebody else. You know, we sold it, and so keep looking in the papers and journals to see if someone's been killed by the Mangler, but I haven't seen it yet. So
we'll be checking the Carolina Trader this week. Hey, one last thing. We have a barbecue event coming up at 302 Senate Street called Smoke on the Water, Dupree Percival. I've have the pleasure of helping him kind of organize things. It's going to be judged through SCBA. We have 22 teams coming out there. I know Tim's coming up to cook there. You're cooking in it. And Dupree has started a store over there for South Carolina Specialty Foods. And you have to be a member or associate member to have any products in there. And I'm real excited. I know your products are there. Our products are there. And you have a history. You've known Dupree for quite some time. So I'm going to let you end this interview on a little anecdote about Dupree.
Well, you know, it's funny because I say I've known him for a long time. I let's just say that I first met Dupree back in 96. I hadn't seen him again, but followed his career up to this point, and then just got back in touch with him when I found out that he was doing the shop at 302. But back in 96, I was bumming around and working a temp job at a garden center that used to be where 302 now is. And local job. You know, I was lucky if I was getting minimum wage. And they had an event building, and Dupree was actually one of the caterers, and he came down to do an event that I was working that night, and I was the only guy there working it for the Garden Center. And Dupree told me, you know, he says, "How you doing? My name's Dupree. That's French for Bubba." And and when I saw him here just recently, I said, "Hello, Bubba," and he said, "Well, you have met me." And so, but anyway, he the end of the night, he had a big old tray of roast beef and peanut chicken, and I said, "Son, you want this?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he goes, "Go ahead and take it. And no charge. Just take it home." And I was so poor at the time. I mean, I lived off of that food maybe 2 weeks until you just couldn't eat it anymore. And so that man saved my life back in 1996 for about 2 weeks. And when I saw him, I reminded him of that. And he was kind of laughing. And he said, "Well, was it kind of hard turning back in here when you came back?" And I said, "Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I broke a promise to myself. But I'm glad to see that you've put a smile on the property." So, but it's a great place, and he seems to be adding more products every day. Every time I go down there, it's just there's more product on the shelves.
He is, and he's doing a lot with it. It's just an old rustic building, and he has a facility there where they do a Sunday brunch. It's just phenomenal, and jazz music, and I'm really excited about this contest coming up. Being able to cook near the river and own the property there, I think it's going to be just a special event, and we all know the folks that know Dupree knows that anything he does first class, and this event is certainly going to be in that league there.
Oh, absolutely. And right down there by the river, too, the view's awesome. And, and when I first heard some of the teams that were going to be in the event, you know, I was just disgusted because I know that, you know, mm-hmm. someone's got to finish last, so that's why I'm entering. And I was just thinking, you know, how come Granny and her sister's cooking team can't be in this one? You know, somebody that I could actually beat. But
well, you know what? You got, I think, 7 of the top 10 guys in the state right now coming in and scheduled to come in, and that's a pretty impressive field. So if you go down there and you win again, maybe you can look up that old grill, win on it, and then you got bragging rights at least till next year, right?
Well, the only thing is I hope I don't see somebody else using it and beating me. So, but, yeah, that's going to be a big time. I've told my friends, if you've never been to an event, this is going to be a big one. There's going to be some players there, and you're going to get the best barbecue you can get anywhere. It's just going to be top-quality stuff.
Well, Michael, it was certainly a pleasure having you on. We've run a little long on the show tonight, but I have certainly enjoyed it. And certainly enjoyed talking to you. We'll have you on again soon, maybe after you win the one down on Senate Street.
Hey, man, absolutely. Or, you know, the guy that finally jumps in the river and drowns himself, you know, run a story on that, too.
Hell,
congratulations to you, Mark, on the smoking coal sauce. That's quite an honor. And
We were excited to hear about that. Lake actually gave me a courtesy call to give me a heads up on it. And we were really excited to hear that. We've been blessed this last year and a half with everything that's happened with the sauce and the rubs, and you know, you got a great product out there, and we pitch your name out all the time, and that's one of the things in the South Carolina Specialty Foods we found out, that all of us help everybody else out. So we have no enemies and no competitors. We're just all friends and want to see everybody succeed, and I certainly want to see that for you. Look forward to seeing you down at Sentence Inn for the Invitational there, or Smoke on the Water, in September 21-22. And, Michael, again, thanks for calling in, and you have a great night, buddy.
You too, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, Tim, that's just about our show here. You got any parting comments tonight?
No, it was a great show. Just do want to have one non-barbecue-related shout-out to do. Just want to give a shout-out to the Proud Papa to my son Chandler, who will be trying out football this next week. So he's out there training, been doing 2-a-days, so looking forward to his 7th grade football year and seeing him play high school ball. So it's a proud daddy, so let everybody know that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish him well, and I wish him safety playing out there. My kids have played some sports as well, but I help coach the golf team, and you don't really get hurt too much in that and softball, so football, I'd have probably cringed a little bit watching the kids play. I know my wife would have. So we'll pray for him and safety. And, Tim, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you. One thing I did want to mention before we left, though, you and I are working on doing some classes over at the South Carolina Farmers Market in the exhibition kitchen. They'll be coming up on tentatively November 10th. and December 1st. And the first class in November is actually going to be a girls and grills class. And so if anybody's interested out there, your wife's interested, give us a call. Contact us on Facebook at Barbecue Shop Talk or either barbecueshoptalk.com. And let us know. We'll have some entry forms here hopefully by next week and give you a little more info once the structure for the entire class is set up. And other than that, Tim, if you got anything, we can call it a night.
I'm just waiting for some bluegrass.
Here you go.